You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hi, Lisa. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, girl.
What are you doing?
I'm driving to work.
Yuck. Well, why do you not sound happy about it?
Take the day off.
There was an accident, and I'm just tired of commuting, and I'm tired of winter, and I'm tired of my Excel bill, you know.
Wow, you're the Eeyore of Rattle-Off.
We are due to get the latest Excel bill, aren't we? I haven't gotten mine yet. We're due. What was yours this last time?
It was like $288,
really?
Which I think is low compared to most people.
I was at $380 this last one.
Holy
and
crap.
We had that little cold snap, and I was running my gas fireplace, so I know I'm going to be up over $400.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't. You know what? I think I'm going to stop buying groceries and heating my home to save money.
That's like a pretty decent plan. Just get a blanket and some ramen noodles.
I think I'm just going to go for the liquid diet. And, of course, my water bill is really high, too. So
my God.
Poor Lisa.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm sorry for myself.
What is is there anything that's going your way lately?
Yeah.
You're
on with your boys.
That is true. And I have a really cute boyfriend. So
Ooh la la.
Where'd you meet him?
Yeah. I met him on Tinder.
No kidding.
That's all right.
So you had a little one-night stand that turned into a relationship.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say that.
I said it.
Two-night stand?
I know you did.
Yeah.
We've been together for 30 months. That's a toddler.
Did you say 30
months?
So you've been together a little over 2 years.
Can you just say 2.5 years?
Yeah, it's 30 months. Like, you know, when you have kids.
Yeah.
I
hate that, Lisa. I know, and I hate it.
Let me ask you something.
I do, too, and that's why I said it. Because it's funny and it's annoying.
Gotcha. Good. That's good. You're our people. Now, let me ask you something. Have you picked up his phone lately and looked at it?
No.
Okay. What would you think if you pick... Want to know why? What would you think if you picked it up and you saw that he still had the Tinder app on his phone?
I wouldn't be really happy about that. But I'm a Gen Xer, and so I'm not even sure I would know where to look for that on his phone.
Yeah, but
you had it.
You know what the icon looks like.
Yeah,
probably.
You've seen it. You were on there.
I know. Okay,
Well, let me ask you, did you delete your Tinder app?
I didn't delete it. I just don't. I'm not active on it.
Okay. What else are you going to say?
All right. So how many...
I'm not active on it.
Yeah, okay. How many guys did you hook up with on there before you met this guy?
I think that he might have been the first one, because I was on some other apps, which...
Lisa. Who are you talking to here? This is your boys in the morning.
Why is this so far-fetched?
You think you can lie to us? Come on.
Listen, I'm not that exciting. I was a nerd, so like this whole dating app thing, it's not like I was going crazy.
Nerds rule the world.
Was he a nerd too?
Yeah. What?
Is he a nerd too?
He is kind of a nerd,
Nerds need love too.
You bet.
Yeah, exactly. And I think Tinder, you know, I think its reputation has changed. I think it started out as like the hookup, and now it's just mainstream like everything else.
Okay.
Is he a good kisser?
I am not going to have this conversation, but of course, yes, he is.
But we are having this conversation.
No, we aren't really. We're sort of having the conversation.
Have you guys farted in front of each other yet?
Okay, I am not answering that question.
Why not?
But what? Yes or no?
Okay, I don't actually fart, so that doesn't
Might help with that Excel bill. You can heat up your house.
I'm joking.
Joking. She just farted as she laughed.
She's
so.
Oh.
Yeah, I had that happen once on like a second date. It was so bad.
Did he act like he didn't hear it?
No, it was impossible not to. I was sitting with my legs propped up on a table, and I laughed, and it came out. It shot out of me like a cannonball.
Really?
He's like, "Oh, no, it's fine, it's fine." I was like, I gotta go. He's like, "No, it's fine." And then, like, the next time he talked to me, he's like, You know, I think he wasn't interested. And I was like, just because
he's all puckered. You know, I would have laughed my butt off.
Yeah. I would have taken you out immediately the next night.
I'm like, that's hilarious.
Because then it becomes a challenge to see if he can get you to toot, you know, a little bit more often.
So bad. No, I really feel, I still remember how mortifying that was.
Yeah, then, it's embarrassing, but you know what?
My mom's like, oh, what happened? I was like, I couldn't say to my mom, well, I farted on him. So I was like, I don't know. Like, it didn't work out. You know, that kind of thing.
I guess he wasn't into it.
Well, you know, the whole thing about one door closing, look, it allowed you to meet this wonderful, great kissing boyfriend you got now. See?
One anus closes, another one opens.
Well, I don't know about that.
You're not talking about that either, are you?
That's a different app. That's a different app.
I think this is a family station, isn't it? Isn't it? I didn't know the
kids are in school right now.
We're tiptoeing around everybody.
Yeah.
We're fine.
Yeah, okay.
That's the beauty of the show is we can talk about anything. We just do it in code.
I like you, though, right? Lisa, I like you a lot.
Yeah.
You're good.
You guys, I've been on here before. I haven't played Rattle Off, though.
Really?
You haven't?
We talked before. I worked for CDOT. You guys sent me a Mindbender book. Yeah.
You don't even sound excited about that. You're like, it was a bug. It wasn't even that good.
Blah,
it got bent in the mail.
Blah, blah, blah.
I farted on the book.
Oh, my God. No, I didn't fart on the book. That's really funny. Yeah.
All right.
No, I... Okay. So...
So, you want to do this?
I got to tell you, lower your expectations on what's going to happen here, okay? Because I'm really bad under pressure. I'm bad at standardized tests. So, just, you know...
You're down in the dumps today. You're not thinking clearly.
That's right. So, like, make it easy or lower your
expectations. But we don't know what's easy for you. What kind of topic would you like? Food, animal?
How about a geography question?
Geography, math?
I'm a historian, so you could try something like that. But that might be kind of embarrassing
like
for
the
me
vice
if
president
I fail.
One. We have a vice president one, don't we?
You do.
What about that one about the presidents from... we haven't done that one in a while. Hey, by the way, quick note to everybody who's on hold. If Lisa gets this, don't hang up, okay? Just don't hang up. We still want to talk to everybody. Even if Lisa gets it, nobody hang up. Okay. And she might not get it because she's kind of talking herself out of it. So,
I've got some negative self-talk going on here.
I know. What would Dr. Phil say about that?
Knock it off. Knock it off.
That's right.
Don't do that.
He would say...
That is a load of crap.
That's right.
All right, let's play. You want something historical? We're supposed to do the next one on the list, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to give you five presidents from the 1900s. So any president before the year 2000, but after 1900. If you can't do this, shame on you. Ready and go.
Okay, FDR, Grover Cleveland, Calvin Coolidge, Jerry Ford, and...
Keep going.
Ronald Reagan.
Keep going.
Coolidge wasn't, right?
Coolidge was, but Grover Cleveland was in the 1800s.
Oh, crap.
That's why I said keep going. I always tell people, don't stop at five. Grover was in the 1800s.
Harry Truman.
Well, now it's too late.
Oh, yeah, Coolidge was 1923.
Yeah, Coolidge was good.
You're good on Coolidge.
Yeah, okay, Grover Cleveland was in office.
You got three. You did pretty good. Or check that four. You got four.
Grover
really
left office in March of 1897. So you were within about 30 months or so of getting
there. I don't even know why I said Grover Cleveland.
I don't either.
Okay, you can just throw things out.
I can't even believe we had a president named Grover.
Well, that was his middle name, actually. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, now you know. You learned something.
Look at that.
See, that's what you should have done. You should have done name presidents' middle names, and no one will ever get it.
Delano, Milhouse. There's two.
Right. What was Clinton's middle
name?
Oh,
that's true.
William Jefferson Clinton?
William Jefferson Clinton.
Jefferson.
So there's three. S for Harry S, because he didn't have a middle name. It was
Barack
just a letter
Hussein
S.
Obama.
Right. So there we got five.
Done.
Smell us. But Lisa lost.
Good, guys. I did lose. I'm a loser.
No, you're not. This was the second best call of the day.
Yeah.
You know what the first call was that beat you?
A 9-year-old.
It was a 9-year-old during Mindbender named Hayden, I believe was the name. That was the best call of the day. Your second
now
best.
Now I can't call you anymore because I've already played Rattle Off.
No, you can.
They're way too hard for me.
No.
You got to wait a few months.
Just say 2 months. You can call for any other reason. Just not to play this game.
Can I call every day and complain about my XL bill? Because I swear to God.
Why don't you do this? Here's what we're going to do.
No, you can't.
We're going to do a feature each day, like what Lisa's complaining about today. So you've got to come up with something new every day and call us.
Guys, that's easy for me.
Well, okay, good.
Be thinking. We'll talk to you tomorrow
then.
That
could be a show.
What time do you want her to call?
Anytime she wants.
Okay.
We're on from about roughly 5:45 to about 9:45.
You'll be grumpy Lisa.
Just say, I'm Lisa. I got something new to complain about today.
Okay.
Fair enough?
All right. I can do that.
You know,
right.
you know we love you, right?
Yeah, you guys say that, but I don't know if you really mean it.
We do.
Come over here, I'll show you.
Dom, careful. She'll toot on you.
I wish I hadn't told that story. I hope my boyfriend
It's going to live forever now, Lisa.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be on one of our it's going to be one of our Best of Dom and Jeremy segments.
Yep.
Too. So great.
So you smell you later.
You goodbye.
Bye, Lisa.
Bye, thanks.
Bye.
I feel
like we just had to cut her off and just.
Oh, I love her.
I did too. She was really cool.
Here's another Lisa. Lisa, didn't you like Lisa 1?
Yeah, I thought of a good name that you could do what bugs Lisa today. You can say what grinds Lisa's gears.
What's grinding Lisa's gears?
Grinding Lisa's gears. The old GLG. Mm. Have you been drinking this morning, Lisa?
No, not at all. Why?
I just wonder.
Do you want to be drinking this morning?
I was laughing at the other Lisa.
She was a riot, wasn't
she?
She's
funny. I want her to call every day and bitch about something.
It'll happen.
What grinds her gears today?
Why don't you leave the ideas up to us, though?
Well, the last time you said I should lean against a pole in my profile pictures.
Oh, you're the realtor.
I'm the realtor.
We just talked to you like a week ago, didn't we?
Yeah, you told me. You didn't play though.
You didn't play.
But you didn't play the game.
Play.
Oh, okay.
I called to talk.
Yeah, we were talking about you needed new real estate headshots, and I said lean against the light pole, and
yeah, okay.
I do remember you. Did you get the new pictures done?
No, you asked if I put my hand on my chin. And I said no.
Yeah,
Dom asked that.
No hand anywhere near a face in any photo. Anyone who's about to go get professional shots, headshots done in the next few weeks, if the photographer asks you to like put two fingers up to your cheek or whatever, no. There should be no hands around your face.
How about a hand in a pocket? Are you all right with like a hand in a pocket?
What's a headshot? You're not going to see that.
Maybe a waist up.
No, you don't want that. Just a headshot.
The new thing is waist up.
They should do waist down. Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Just feet.
If all you saw on the realtor was from the waist down to their feet.
Just feet shots.
And they're leaning on a pole.
Yeah. What else has been going on with you, Lisa? Anything new?
Anything you want to complain about?
Oh, you know, just the icy roads.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's we get
fun.
It.
Hey, you got a good life.
What the weather? When do we get something above 40?
Well, it's winter.
Tomorrow.
It's winter time.
Tomorrow's going to be 42. How about that? Like a heat wave.
It's just been cold too long.
I know. It sucks.
Can you believe it? It's like January.
You'd think this was
right?
Colorado or something.
Wait till we get to February.
Dom, are you even in Colorado?
Yeah, I am right now.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
He's here this week.
I'm here all week. I'm here like a comedian that says I'm here all week. I am. I'm here all week.
Wow.
I'm looking out over Colorado Boulevard right now.
He's in a hoodie.
In a red hoodie. Okay. You want to play a game with us, Lisa?
I hope I can manage to get something out.
Okay. She's been drinking. I'm telling you right now, this woman is drunk. I'm telling you.
Bloody
right
Marys
now.
For breakfast.
Oh my is. Why would you think that? It's 9:30. I just got my kids off at school.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now's the time to party.
Tipping it,
oh,
man.
Now it's time to work.
Do you have a flask?
Work it. You got showings today? Open houses?
No, I have calls today.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Do they really do open houses anymore? I don't feel like that's a thing much.
Yeah, we're getting back into it.
Yeah. You're getting back into it.
I've seen a lot of open house signs these days.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like they're an extreme waste of time because it's nothing but neighbors that come over.
Looky-loos.
Snoop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it works for the realtors.
All right.
You know, the way what it does is it gets you leads for other new clients. That's what it does.
If you put your real name down in the book that they make you sign.
I'm not saying everybody, but okay, but you can. That's how you
sure
can prospect
can.
And get
sure.
new people.
You got to turn on the charm.
Yeah. Oh, if this house isn't right for you, I can help you find another
really
one.
Really act like you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You have a fresh chocolate chip cookies there.
Mm.
Exactly.
It's a pretty easy gig.
Only
if you
the
ask
good
me.
One.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Chewy chocolate chip.
Crunchy.
No, chewy.
Crunchy.
Lisa, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I am.
The letter is R as in robot. R. Radar. R. 10 seconds. Give us five different animals that start with the letter R. Five different animals that begin with an R. Ready and go.
Rabbit. Raccoon. Roger Rabbit.
Take a trip through the zoo. See the. Did she say rhino?
She did not say rhino.
Rhinoceros, yeah.
Or a rat.
I smell a rat.
What else, though?
Robin.
A
robin.
Four, right?
How about a robin? Is that a good one?
A Ryan in a.
A what?
A robin.
Orion.
That's five.
A Ryan.
A what?
What's a Ryan?
A Ryan. It's got the big
That's
mane. King of the jungle.
Rawr.
What?
Lisa, we got to go.
See you later, Lisa.
But you have a great day, okay?
All right.
See you
Bye.
Later.
Thank you.
Bye. People
Drunk.
Right now are like,
Drunk.
Ryan?
Ryan. Here's Nate. Hello, Nate.
Nate!
Hey, how's it going?
Ah, we're great, buddy.
What are you doing today?
Just headed to work right now.
Which is what?
Work for a car lot here in town.
A car lot?
Loveland. Yeah.
Are you any good at it?
Some days, depending on what day it is.
How many vehicles have you sold this month?
This month has been slow. Only three so far.
Not good.
Oh, boy.
No good, no, sir.
You working on commission?
No, I'm salary based.
Oh, okay. So you don't even really care, do you?
I like to sell them, you know. It gets boring just sitting here doing nothing all day.
Yeah? Yeah, we don't want that. What do you do to amuse yourself when there's no customers?
Usually just making cars look nicer, stuff like that, cleaning up the office.
Smoking cigarettes?
Mm-hmm. Nah, I don't smoke. I quit smoking 15 years ago.
Good for you, buddy.
Yeah, that's good. You'll live forever now, man.
Do they let you take some of the cars home at night?
Oh, I drive a different car every day.
That would be a really cool perk.
There you go. What are you in today?
Yeah. Today I'm driving a 2004 Audi TT.
Oh, yeah, it was little two doors.
I don't care for those.
Yeah.
Me either. I love Audis, but I don't like the TT.
Yeah.
No, I actually don't care for it either.
But it's free.
My favorite car I've ever driven was a 1970 Chevelle Super Sport. Probably
That's
about
pretty cool.
2 years ago.
It's pretty cool, buddy.
That's good.
All right. Well, we wish you the best of luck selling today.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah, you'll do great. Want to play some Rattle Off?
Yeah, let's get it.
Okay. 10 seconds. 10 seconds, Nate. Give me the names of five cities in Europe. Five cities in Europe. Ready and go.
Amsterdam.
It's funny that you picked that one.
Yeah, I'm not good at locations.
You know, it's funny. Yeah. You know, you got your Rome and Paris and all that stuff, but you went with the, you know, the drug capital of Europe, Amsterdam. That's funny, Nate.
Yeah. That's the only reason I would have went to Europe anyways back in the day.
Yeah, you had a bit of a problem?
A little bit.
Well, you're all cleaned up now, though.
Yeah. I mean, now. But like I said, back in the day, that was the only reason I would have went.
Party animal.
You don't want to go for the culture or the history, but you do want to go just to get all effed up, right? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, yeah.
It was a different time for him.
Okay.
It was a different time for
Nate.
Okay,
that's fine. That's fine.
I mean, now we got it here in Colorado, so don't need to go as far.
Oh, Nate, we're going to let you go before you lose your job.
Here I was thinking that the world was in good hands, and maybe not. Maybe I was wrong.
Maybe you should be driving your own car back and forth to work.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Yeah, I doubt
it. All right,
Nate. Let's hope not. Buddy, bye, Nate.
Be safe in that little TT.
It rolls the windows down and smoke comes pouring out.
Oh, God.
All right.
Hi, Allison. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you.
What's going on with you today? Anything fun?
Just another doctor's appointment, and we had some breakfast with some friends this morning.
Are we on speakerphone or Bluetooth? If we are, can you take us off that, please?
Yes.
Please?
Yeah, we'll wait.
If you love us.
We'll wait.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Is that better?
That's better. We make the request about 5 times a day, so, yeah. Hey, so what's wrong with you? Why are you going to the doctor?
Don't.
What? Jeremy gets upset when I ask.
It's so inappropriate.
No, it's not inappropriate. We're just talking here. Why are you going to the doctor?
I'm expecting.
She's expecting, see?
Oh, a little baby.
See, you're all worried. When are you due?
March, the first week in March.
Oh, it's coming up.
It's a boy. You going to name it Dom?
We're going to name him Finn.
Finn?
All right, I guess.
That's a nice name.
This is our 10th, so...
Did you say 10th?
Say that again.
10.
10th child.
Yes.
Are there multiples in there?
No multiples. Just a couple sets of Irish twins.
What's that mean? Is that inappropriate?
I used to know what that...
That means they're born like a year apart.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay. My dad and his brother.
I believe that's a little offensive to some people that you just said, Allison. So.
Well, my husband's Irish.
Then she can say that.
All right. 10 children in how many years?
Well, we've been married for 18 years. So.
All right. So 10 kids in
17.
So 10 kids in 17 years.
We're done. That's why we're naming him Finn.
You might as well wrap up now.
For finish.
10.
Do they have a room named after you at the hospital?
I don't know, but I feel like there's scratch marks in my uterus that say, like, so-and-so was here.
Yeah.
X amount of months, you know.
Well, I feel like they need to give you, like, a punch card at the hospital, like your 10th baby. They don't even charge you.
It's free. Yeah, it's like getting a 10th ice cream.
It's like getting a free sandwich, yeah.
Yeah, get a free kid. I don't know about that.
kudos to you for...
Where do you put all these kids,
making
by the way?
10 babies.
Thank you.
Where do you put them all?
I hope so.
Like, how many to a room?
Well, you're only allowed 2 heartbeats per room for technically. So we have the older boys together, the younger boys together, and then all the girls are in the same room.
Wow.
How many girls is that in one room?
They need a bigger house.
Well, there's 5, but we have one that passed away in 2015.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry to hear that.
We were just happy to have her while we did.
So. Yeah. Bless your heart. Oh, well. All right. So let's see. This is the real test. Okay. Let's see how long it takes you to name all of them. Ready and go.
Carson, Cameron, Caden, Gregory, Grayson, Avery, Eleanor, Amelia, and Pearl. And then Finn.
And Finn's
Eight
on
seconds.
The way.
8 seconds. That's pretty good. Be like a rodeo rider. You got it done in 8 seconds.
It's going to be pretty awesome when they're all grown adults and everything, too, you know? And they have families of their own. Your family reunions are going to be
holidays
epic.
The holidays are going to be insane.
I mean, this is going to be pretty
What is Christmas like at your house with all of those kids?
It's a crazy madhouse, but it's a lot of fun. lots of paper everywhere. For sure.
Were all of these on purpose, just out of curiosity, or were there some mistakes?
Yes.
Like some oopsies?
They wanted them all.
You want them all.
Yeah. We had like 3, and then we were like, let's just have another one.
Let's just keep going.
Yeah, and they're pretty cool. They're all different, so
oh, yeah.
it's pretty neat. And we don't have much, you know, to do with our family, so It's so like we just
you're making your own family. Right? You're making your own family. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Where do you?
It's hard when they're real little, but as they get older, they kind of just like learn to just fall into place.
Well, and the older ones can start helping. The older ones help with the younger ones.
I hope they are helping.
Oh yeah, they better help.
Where are you from originally?
Charleston, South Carolina.
I
heard something there.
I was just there a couple of years ago. It's a beautiful place.
Did you get some shrimp and grit?
I certainly did. Yum. You darn right I did.
You know, whenever we first came here, I asked at KFC if they had fried okra, and they said okra.
Oprah.
Okra. Do you know what okra is?
Yeah, he was just kidding. I will tell you this. I am disgusted by okra. So that I cannot get on board with, but the rest of the food is
tasty,
good eating.
Yeah.
What do you guys do for a living to support this giant family?
I've always been a stay-at-home mom. My husband was a land surveyor for like 17 years, and then we got jobs working for Amazon, and so we can work together. Our older ones watch the little ones at night, and we're able to go to work together and.
I'll be darned.
And make it all work out.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Well, you are charming. You want to play some Rattle Off with us?
Sure. I've never played, so it was fun just hearing like everybody else play and not knowing what I've called about or anything.
We really could have just stuck with reeling off five kids.
I think that's
seconds.
What I'm going to do. In 10 seconds, give us five of your kids' names. Ready and go.
Carson, Cameron, Caden, Gregory, Grayson.
That's good.
Is that enough?
Yeah, you're a winner. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, you couldn't be more fun to talk to. I think with 10 kids, we had to go easy on you.
Yeah, I think so. Unfortunately, you're only winning a 4-pack of tickets to the Colorado Home Show. Though, so somebody will be left behind.
We'll bring our oldest kids with us.
There you go.
They're charming. A little reward for them, too.
All right. Well, listen, if you will hold on, congratulations to you. Send us a note in March and let us know that everything turned out good with Finn, okay?
We will. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome.
Pleasure talking to you,
Allison.
Yeah,
it was. Hold on. Don't go away.
Well, that's good.
Christopher?
Kristoff, yes.
Kristoff! Sorry.
Like Frozen from Christoph. Frozen.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah, I just glanced at the screen. That's my bad. Josh did write Kristoff. I screwed it up.
You've been on hold for a while, buddy.
Yeah, like 30 minutes. So let me ask you, Kristoff, how would you do having 10 kids?
Oh, my gosh. That would be just crazy.
It would be.
Okay, so on one hand, I'm thinking it's crazy. I could never do that. But Jeremy brought up a really good point.
The future, thank you.
The future.
Right?
When those kids are all grown... Can you imagine how much fun? Because I can tell you, I mean, I raised just one son. I was one and done, right? Mm-hmm. I had a son. And once he became an adult, I mean, I loved him as a kid. He was a blast. But once he became adult, there was something special about that. It's so much fun to do adult things. Can you imagine that times 9 or 10?
It's going to be great.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be.
It would be, wouldn't it? As long as they all get along, you know, unless they grow up and they're all fighting with each other.
You'll have one or two black sheep that won't show up for these events. That's totally expected.
But this truly could turn into one of those things where they have, like, you know, 40 grandkids.
Oh, at least.
You know?
Yeah.
It really could be.
So do you have kids, Kristoff?
I do. I have a son and a daughter.
How old are they?
20 and 17.
So you know what I'm talking about. Once they're adults, they're fun.
It gets better.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, it's way more fun than when they're like 11, 12, 13, I guarantee you.
How's the 17-year-old, though? Are they kind of snotty right now and kind of know-it-all? And
No, she's pretty easygoing, and we have a lot of fun together.
Yeah, well, that's great. That's really good.
Good. It'll only get better, too.
Yeah. Did we ask you what you do for a living?
We didn't.
I'm a contractor.
Vague.
What are you building?
Too vague.
What's your specialty?
Mostly residential. I do additions, remodels, and stuff like that. And I'm actually going to be on HGTV on Saturday evening.
Shut your mouth.
You're a star.
Really?
Well, not yet, anyway.
What show?
Rico to the Rescue.
I don't know that one.
You're the big HGTV
guy. I don't know
guy.
That one, though. Do you do basements?
I do.
He
do
would,
you?
Yeah. For you?
Stay on the line. I want to get your phone number. I'm getting estimates.
Okay.
All right.
You want to come destroy Jeremy's basement?
Don't destroy
sure,
it.
Sure, you bet.
I got news for you. If you if he hires you, I want to talk to you on the side because there's a few little practical jokes I would like you to play for me.
What do you want him to do?
Like, I'm not going to tell you.
Hide a turd in one of the
air vents or something? No, way better than that.
No, Limburger cheese behind the drywall.
Oh, okay, maybe I don't want your phone number. No, but really, though, hang on the line because I want to... I'd call you.
Is that cool?
Do you have a website? Okay. Don't say it now, but do you have a website?
I don't have a website.
Oh.
I'm one of those old guys.
Well, I'd like to see...
I'm an old guy.
I'd like to see some things you've done.
Well, he can send you some pictures.
Oh, yeah, that's not a problem.
Sure. All right, well, hang tight.
He looked at some photos off of Google. He'll send them to you.
Exactly. That's exactly what he did. Yeah, these are mine.
These are... I took some photos.
Look at this stonework.
It's like the Kardashians' house. Here, I did this.
Well, if you watch the show on Saturday night, you'll get to see what I did.
Well, that's the thing. I was like, you're going to be on TV. You're probably pretty legit and probably pretty expensive after that TV appearance.
Oh, his prices are going up. What time is that airing on HGTV, Denver time?
7 p.m.
All right, man.
All right, it's great.
Try to watch it. Hang on, okay?
You are a champ, Christoph. Okay. You didn't get to play Rattle Off today, but call us again sometime and play, okay?
You bet.
You're a good man. Buddy. Hold on. I tell you, I was talking about how wonderful yesterday's Rattle Off contestants were. Today's were just as good.